Thank you, Chairperson, for giving me the floor once again, and for welcoming this suggestion for us to have a preliminary exchange of views in, concerning the whole text while our capitals digest it a little bit and give us some insights so that the rest of the week is going to be a fruitful discussion too. Concerning the overall assessment of the text, it is not a novelty that our conclusions and recommendations are usually very lengthy and detailed, especially the first draft, because the office is very good to capture ideas and details and put that into text. But it is still a little bit lengthy in some parts of it, and we may want to streamline some of the discussions that we are going to see here in shorter paragraphs, more direct language, and I think we can develop that further on. We have taken note especially of the many concerns that the conclusions talk about, and very little stocktaking of the progress achieved as a concept. We see, for example, in paragraph 5, it's a very positive note, very generic, but the rest of the document only talks about the negative things throughout the world, and I don't know if the discussions were so focused on the negatives, but we may want to balance the text a little bit while we develop the conclusions during this week. Another point that we have taken note is that in spite of the main topic of this session be the anniversary of the DDPA, it is a very small chapter in the conclusions and recommendations. And we give the office, the states, and other stakeholders very little guidance on how to use or how to best use the anniversary to advocate and to develop this agenda, the agenda from the DDPA in its diversity. Because knowing the document, you know it talks about very interesting topics, sometimes not visible to the negotiators, not visible to the general public. So we may want to revert back while we deal with specifics, recommendations to the anniversary, to provide more detailed inputs from the discussions. We have taken note from the experts' suggestions that were very interesting. We also have from our part some suggestions we presented in our general comments in the very first day. So I think it should have a higher profile within the dispositions that we have in the text. We see many issues included here that we don't recall being mentioned. We know it's not a limitation of our work. That's why we have the presentations in 1 week and a whole week to discuss the conclusions and recommendations. So new ideas are perfectioned, new ideas are put into text and negotiated. But still, the text was quite innovative in some parts of the issues that were discussed. And we would like to know the rationale from the office on choosing the topics for this set of conclusions and recommendations, if they could provide an overview of how they came out with this text. It would help us a lot to understand how to deal with it. So it was taken from the presentations, or was it a compilation of recommendations from the experts? If this background is explained to us, it's going to ease, to make easier our work here in this week. And I think from a general perspective, the last part would be concerning the whole set of recommendations. Last year, we also had this problem, and we may have to assess each verb of the recommendations, because sometimes it's very prescriptive. So it should come along with a consider too, so that the states know the guidance from the IGWG, but they are not obliged to follow that. They have to assess that recommendation according to its national circumstances. So in each paragraph, I think we should have this assessment before we finalize the recommendations. So those were our preliminary remarks. Thank you.